They were mostly there to speak against the marijuana prohibition ordinance. Some, like longtime Homer resident Misty Van Hooser, argued against it for economic reasons.
Opting out would prevent future tourism to Homer. Tourism is down and always kind of up and down in Homer, as I've witnessed. And I think that by adding a safe place for people to go that's reasonable, well regulated, would offer potential increase in tourism that we could desperately use.
Others were more philosophical, like water taxi businessman Mako Haggerty, who said he's happy he can be more open about his recreational marijuana use.
I got a couple buds at home. I'll probably save it for a special occasion. It's not like I'm a chronic user or anything like that, but I can talk about it now. 2 years ago, I couldn't even talk about it. So that's what I call progress. And what I call this ordinance that's before you now, I call it retrograde.
David Harris said the ordinance was a slap in the face to voters and, if passed, would push marijuana use back into the shadows.
If you ban marijuana, all you're going to do is increase black market sales.
And yet others were against the prohibition ordinance because they said recreational marijuana would give those who use pot for medical reasons a legal way to get it. Brandon Head was one of them.
3 years ago, I was diagnosed with a rare form of multiple sclerosis. I wouldn't be able to be in this room right now if it wasn't for medical marijuana. But there's no accessibility. There's no place. There's no equal access. There's no safety. There's no testing.
The handful of people who supported the prohibition ordinance argued allowing commercial cannabis to proceed in Homer would increase crime. Roberta Hyland says that concerns her.
It's a cash-only business now because you cannot put the money in the bank legally. So there's going to be, I think, anyhow, this is guessing, that there's going to be cash, lots of cash on properties, and it is going to probably increase robberies.
Others supported the cannabis prohibition because they said they worried that the social problems they believe go along with smoking pot could overwhelm local social services and harm children. In the end, the council voted 4-2 in favor of introducing the ordinance. Council members Catriona Reynolds and David Lewis were the only no votes. The city council also took another look at a marijuana zoning ordinance that was introduced at their last meeting. Council member Lewis presented a substitution ordinance that passed 4-2, with council members Heath Smith and Brian Zach the only no votes. Council member Lewis's substitution allowed for rural residential cannabis cultivation.
For up to a 500-foot grow area building that you could commercially grow with then all of the restriction plus the 50-foot buffer, and the darkness lights that don't interfere with viewing the sky.
In addition, the council revisited an ordinance addressing where people drive on the beach. Council member Reynolds made an amendment to the original ordinance changing the boundary of the protected beach area, and it passed with unanimous support.
When you drive onto the beach at Bishop's Beach, you will be able to drive to the west, which is to the right, and parking there like directly in front of the parking lot and to the right, or driving further that way towards Anchor Point. But you will not be able to drive to the left. And actually, to the left there, all the way around the spit until the other zone is Zone 1, which is over in front of Catchmac Drive.
However, at the last minute, Council Member Lewis requested that the beach ordinance be reconsidered at the next meeting. In addition, the council heard final recommendations from the Sustainable Animal Control Board. They were also notified by city attorneys that the city's being sued by Clear Creek Cat Rescue. There will be opportunity for further public testimony on the ordinance banning all commercial cannabis activity in Homer and the marijuana zoning ordinance at the next regular meeting of the Homer City Council on February 22nd. In Homer, I'm Daisha Eaton.